PHDLC-ARC. We'll start with the roll call. Miriam Salas, absent. Ashley King, present. Bonnie Cangelosi, present. Robert Boyd, present. Randy Hutchison, absent. That's three members constituting a quorum. So the first item is minutes of the Monday, January 22nd, 24 meeting.
I move for approval.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. So the third item is the regular agenda. We have 759 St. Charles Avenue, 715 Julia Street. Do we have an applicant? Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning.
So staff?
Yes, this is changes to a previously approved rooftop addition at a contributing rated three-story commercial building in Lafayette Square.
So would you like to state your name for the record and make a presentation?
Sure. My name is Molly Burke. My address is 400 North Peters. So we came by several months ago for this project and looked at a new structure we were adding on a second level, like pool terrace. And since then, we've gone through a VE process, and one of the items included in that VE exercise was keeping the glass block wall. There's a large swath of glass block wall on the second and third floor. It was just too cost prohibitive to change it to a new aluminum window system. So in the VE exercise, it was decided to keep the glass block wall. And then looking holistically at the building, that structure that we previously got approved with kind of a rounded, kind of mansard roof shape seemed out of place. So we revisited the design of that roof structure. And you can see on the third page of your document, we were inspired by a project in Paris called Musée Rodin, with its rounded arched and kind of module terrace trellis system, so looking at that and how it kind of related to the modules of the glass block wall, it seemed more appropriate. So with this revisited design, we went with a simple roof structure with steel columns and just a flat low slope roof, and in front of that introduced a trellis system made of steel half-inch tube bars that are welded together. And the idea is that we're going to plant some jasmine to grow up this structure and kind of conceal that bar stair pop-up structure behind.
Can we see what was previously submitted? I can't pull it up on the iPad.
Yeah, I think the iPads are having issues.
Yeah, I couldn't get anything either.
On the octagonal portion, so that has also been reworked, right?
Okay.
Yeah, rain screen and the parapet.
We had like
removed
a zinc skin added to it, again cost prohibitive, and we had a applied like Jacob screen system that was also going to be kind of a green screen, also cost prohibitive. So kind of moving that green screen down to that pedestrian or second level.
So you're just going to be you're going to remove the windows in the octagonal piece and just plaster over it.
Correct.
And paint it.
Correct.
Wait, I'm sorry. We're moving windows?
There were windows.
There were some
here,
like glass block punched openings in that octagon.
Yeah.
That are existing?
They were always going to remove those, but previously a rain screen was approved for that area, and an entablature was going to be put on that octagon.
Yeah, there, yeah, you can see what we...
Yeah, there you go.
And why are the windows being removed now?
Yeah.
They seem kind of not appropriate. Those small, it's like 3 squares by 3 square punch openings.
Yeah, they're very awkward. And
they're very awkward.
Okay.
And it says here you're going to new coping. Are you you're just replacing the coping that's there, or are you changing the profile of the top of that tower?
So the current coping is like a rounded tube all the way around that octagon, so we would remove that rounded tube and just do a simple coping.
In the drawing 14.3, no, let's see the next one where you have your the 3D view.
Mm-hmm.
So that metal grillage, it looks like it's just one panel thick, whereas in the drawing or in the photo, it looks like it's two panels.
The idea is for it to be three-dimensional, to have some depth.
That's just not coming through in the renders.
Not coming through in these line drawing 3Ds.
What is the function of this building?
It will be a hotel.
So that's why this is a bar up there. Okay.
Right. And there's a pool on that terrace. Level.
Yeah, I see the pool and all.
I'll say that compared to the sort of Frenchy or Mansardy edition you had last time, I kind of love this, really. And the fact that it's making a reference back to the glass block, you get the grid, but then you soften it by covering it completely with the plein air. I really like this approach.
So, in fact, do we have any public comment? Hearing none, we have a motion.
A motion for approval. Yeah.
Awesome. Second.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Great. Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
This doesn't need commission. I just need the final
signature. Okay, great.
827 Fly Gillette Street. Do you have an applicant? Please state your name and the record.
Kirk Faumoff, architect.
A. Hickenbotham, asset manager.
Okay, thank you, staff.
This is an application for the detail review of the repairs to the glazed brick at the front facade of a contributing rated three-story commercial building in Lafayette Square. Do you have any hard copies?
The iPads are parking.
Yeah.
This should be a copy of what you're seeing on the board, I guess.
Yeah, their iPads are just not. This is mostly just the specs for the new brick, or for the new glazing on the brick.
So would you all like to make a presentation?
Yes.
Okay.
So looking at the brick facade, we have three conditions. We have old glazed brick that has chips and it's missing finishes. And I think if you look at maybe the second photograph on the third page, it has the Jacob's marble sign. You can see a lot of where there's chipped brick from the glazing. That's a close-up shot. But it happens all over the facade. I'd say about 40% of the facade is like that. The other condition is we have old glazed brick that's in fine condition. And then we are going to have to provide some new brick, particularly around the parapets where the brick is damaged or missing. Mm-hmm. So those are our three conditions, and we've kind of outlined how we want to treat each condition. We went to Helm Paint, and they did an analysis, and they tried different ways of trying to accomplish getting a glazed brick look.
Did they explore any of the cathedral products?
Any of the what?
Cathedral stone. Because cathedral stone has a product that does all of this.
Mm-hmm.
A coating?
It's actually a, they have a whole system for patching the face of glazed bricks. It's their terracotta, glazed terracotta product of it. And so they will match the strength of the existing brick for your patching and your fillers. Then they have a base coating, and then they have a glaze product over it that you can control the matte level and the sheen of the glaze by multiple layers of the glaze product, and they will also custom match coloring for you.
Oh, wow.
I just find it far superior to what is being proposed, and I don't
are
think
they still
that
doing
it,
tests? Hmm? They were doing tests for the app for the.
Yeah, so you can send the brick and the glazing and everything, and they'll color match mortar, glazing, everything for you.
Oh, that's promising. Has this been done somewhere in town?
Yes, I've done. I've done it on a couple buildings in Pensacola.
I think we might have used it on the Noki building.
And we proposed it for. The Supreme Court. So,
okay.
I mean, they Cathedral Stone bought Yon. I mean, they're a company that's been around for 75 or so years in terms of experts in this product. They're by far the best.
Okay.
So, and I know that I'm very familiar with this building. So, and I know the glaze level on that and trying to repair that way. So,
we'll look at that. But what I found is that there's a translucentness with the glaze brick that I don't, I mean, can they create that without firing it?
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Wow. Because we actually cleaned some of the brick that was not chipped, and you can actually see through the glaze.
Right. So, I mean, because what they'll do is they'll have a base, which gives you the color, you know, before they fire it, and then there's a clear glaze that you can put over that gives you that translucent. So, because the problem is once you start to use a patch or a urethane like this, you get that cloudiness versus the clear, and it actually weathers pretty poorly. Mm-hmm. If you go look at the Louisiana Supreme Court building down in the corridor, there was a glaze that was put over it that didn't have that clear level to it, and so all of the stone is patchwork. It's just in horrible condition.
Okay. All right. Are they local or they're out of town?
They're out of town, but I mean, in terms of receptive, easy to use, I use their unglazed terracotta product on the Saint Hotel. We actually had to replace the entire ground floor, facade, and four corners, and we simply did stucco over CMU and used their unglazed terracotta product to simulate terracotta brick. So if you want to go look at that, that's their unglazed product, and that was...
So if they can do a good color match, then we would only have to touch the bricks that are damaged and not the ones that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So have a coating of everything.
Which would help a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It would. I just...
Yeah,
it looks uniform. That's what I'm looking
at. Well, they are fabulous in terms of providing samples for testing and everything. They really work with you.
Okay.
They believe in their product. I'm not a paid endorsement.
They are Park Service approved, too.
They are, yeah. They're Park Service approved.
Which is what I was worried about with this. I'm not sure if Chippo's going to approve it.
Well, there's a letter in here saying it is acceptable. Don't you have a letter in here?
Mm-hmm. From the technical...
From right cool. here? From
technology and training, which we sent to them by Chippo.
Mm-hmm.
So Chippo was more concerned about the grout. They thought we were painting the grout, which I explained to them. It's not. It's just really it's white grout once you paint it. Okay, so where do we go from here? I'd like to contact these people and investigate.
I suggest
a deferral until you do that and come back with what you find.
And they are super, like, you could call their technical department today and start with
could
them. They're super.
Could we get to a conceptual approval of the idea of encoding on the bricks? So they, one of the things that I don't want them to have to do is wait a month to know that this is acceptable as a way to move forward with this.
I would accept a clear coating that simulates the original glazed fire base.
In concept, the coding and staff handling the details.
So let me ask for any other comments.
Yeah.
And you're done. That sounds great. So if we could have a motion, that way you guys can move forward.
Okay. So thank you. I motioned the concept of a clear, color matched, glazed base patching replacement.
Second. All right, thank you.
Joseph Carlson, 1710 Williams Boulevard, Kenner, Louisiana.
Thank you, staff.
This is an application for the renovation and a rooftop addition at a contributing rated two-story commercial building.
Would you like to make a presentation?
Yes. I'd like to briefly explain the project. I'm here to discuss the transformative vision for 807 Howard Avenue, which is a distinguished two-story Art Deco building slated for a revitalization as a multifunctional space combining office and residential use. Our proposed scope of work encompasses a complete interior overhaul, the addition of a third floor, an inviting open-air rooftop patio, and facade restoration along Howard Avenue and St. Joseph Street. Since my initial submittal 2 weeks ago, our design has been modified due to new ideas and a clear understanding of the existing building, which is contained in those three options in the first three pages. Today, I aim to walk you through the evolutions that have shaped our project up to this point. Regarding the third floor addition, which is probably the item that stands out the most, is the starting point was the architectural context along St. Joseph Street, where I observed the interplay between the American townhouse style at 810, 816 St. Joseph Street and the singular Art Deco style of 807 Howard. To design with this diverse context, we decided to set back the third floor addition and moderate the roof line, ensuring our addition respects the existing architectural dialogue between its context. Now, out of this dialogue, there were three distinct design options relating to the third floor addition. Option one was the first one that I originally submitted. Just a quick overview is just that I propose a 4-foot deep balcony that's open to the sky, which is discreetly placed behind the parapet wall, and is accessible the sliding doors, so that way it's not right along the street. And then option two, if you have. What I did was I brought out the wall. This is option two. I brought out the wall. No, I'm sorry. That's option two. This option two, I brought out the wall and just brought the window straight up to kind of make it more cohesive looking. And then also keep where this coping is right here. That's where the existing top parapet is. So, in the render, it didn't come off as removing it, so. But, yeah, basically just transfer the second floor up to the third floor. And then the third option would be this one, where I have, instead of creating windows, they're just openings with a balcony setback 5 to 6 feet in glass railing. At a certain height, so that way, I mean, you're not going to perceive it from the street, but in 2D elevation, it'll be at the same mid-height as the doors beyond, so it kind of mimics the sash bar of the windows below. And all of this is still on the roof, the balcony, that is. So, yeah, this is the option I prefer. It's a little more interesting and also keeps the balcony intact. It's a little more cohesive. And the other issue was this is the corner at Carondelet Street and St. Joseph Street, because the building essentially along St. Joseph has two street-facing facades. And, you know, I think this option, in my eyes, addresses that. But I'm here to, you know, see if y'all have any recommendations or what do y'all think of the proposed design, and then just go from there.
A rooftop addition is even allowed on a two-story building?
So
we can't even...
It meets the setback requirements of the guidelines, and the guidelines discourage rooftop additions on two-story or
above. It doesn't prohibit it.
But it's not prohibited.
How does it meet the setback? Because these are two-story.
It meets the setback from Howard. It does not meet the setback from St. Joseph, but that is not... But it's the rear, so it does meet it from Howard.
Is it a rear, even if they're two-street facades?
Yeah.
I don't think that's correct.
I don't think.
That's the guidelines say from the front facade. It has two front facades.
And I mean, definitely option two and three are by no way any space are completely against our guidelines. I'm concerned about the setback in option one
on a
two-story building.
Not only that, on option one, you're extending the parapet, right? So you're sort of modifying that existing brick.
Pulling the parapet up.
To serve a double purpose for the rail height.
Yeah, so you typically need to do a railing and attach a railing to the back of the parapet and extend it up to meet the guidelines.
So like my control point for my floor height is the roof ridge, the existing roof ridge. So maybe going 4 inches above that with trusses, open web wood trusses spanning sidewall to sidewall, sitting on a ledger and just going straight down to form the floor. So then my rail becomes more exposed at the top, which is why I was increasing the height of that parapet because for the facade renovation, we're basically going to repoint all the brick and repaint it so it'll look uniform, even if I add the brick on top of the parapet.
Typically, we don't want to see that severe, that alteration of an existing brick parapet. Like any new fabric needs to be clearly a new material and not sort of mimicking what was there before, so we can distinguish between new and existing. So just, typically a handrail is bolted to the back of the brick parapet, and then however many bars are needed to meet opening.
I just thought y'all would want to see it seamless.
And it's only set back 4 feet plus the thickness of the parapet.
The first one is 4 feet, and then the third option is 6 feet from the back of the parapet.
I think the third option I would consider zero. Because you have such a strong, you're building a new structure on top of the existing.
Because from the, that whole idea was basically from the corner, it's evident, I don't know. I'm trying to address the corner, looking from St. Joseph and Con to Lake Street.
Is there any reason why this third floor addition couldn't shift more towards Howard so that we give you a more of a setback?
It could shift more towards Howard. Another controlling point I was trying to maintain was there's an existing stairwell, and I was just trying to keep that intact and then build a new stair within that. So it would just be redesigning the rooms or relocating the stairwell, which if we're able to do this addition, the whole roof's going to have to be torn off to begin with, because I don't know how else you would do it.
Well, you need infrastructure to support the live load. Anytime that you do a rooftop addition, you're going to have to support that live load. I would like to see sort of the setbacks explored, see what happens with the setbacks explored from both sides. And what that does to the project. I mean, rooftop additions on two-story buildings are not...
Very tough.
...are discouraged. I know that the Park Service
has... Yeah, discouraged on 3 stories or less.
Yeah, so this is
a two-story.
It had, there's visibility from
pretty much everywhere.
Well, from Condelette side because you have that.
Yeah, the existing building is set back close to 14 feet. Like the building to the left, if you're looking at it from St. Joseph Street. Because I measured all that and went up there on Friday and got all the heights of the parapets. Because the building to the right, I'm basically saying I want this addition to be lower than that.
You've got such a long footprint. And your third floor addition is pretty small. It seems like you, just by positioning that addition sort of maybe in the middle of the building, you may be able to design it so that it's not visible from either street.
Okay.
And I think that would make it go a lot further towards being acceptable here. And I realize that's a different floor plan.
Yes.
But it's doable. It's, you know.
What about the existing openings? What is the proposal for the treatment of the existing openings?
Nothing. Like in terms of the windows?
Like, are you going to replace them? What about the roll-up door or doors?
I have to paint existing overhead.
But you are adding two new passage doors.
On the rear.
On the rear. Right. Yeah, there's one passage door there, but it's like a Home Depot 3 foot by 6 foot eight door, and then that's on the right side, and then on the left side, there's an existing window there. There may have been an existing door. It's from the inside. You can see the length, the header, and the infill with the brick. So I'm just putting the door with a transom up above.
Yeah, I think we would need to see details of those replacement doors and also information on the new metal awnings that are all along Howard.
Why are you adding those awnings? Because they're going over an existing window. It's not a door. We don't have to worry about water getting in through here.
So I was in between that. I had put the doors in place of those windows, but then I realized that I was going to have egress issues in terms of accessibility issues because of the drop and then the distance between the finished floor and the top of the sidewalk. And I didn't want to put any landing out there and mess with the property management to get the air rights lease, or lease that from the city. But if I'm putting awnings on there, it doesn't really matter. The awnings were there because I had the doors there.
Okay.
But, I can easily take them off because of the bulk of the work along the front is going to be repointing and repainting. Just a revitalization of that.
I'm just not sure, just a blank metal canopy over a blank window. I don't know that it adds anything. As a matter of fact, it sort of takes away from the architecture of the front of the building, unless there's some kind of purpose to it, or if that canopy were designed in a way that made sense. And those are just I can't see in the photographs.
They are fixed windows.
Just one single pane of fixed glass.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just a storefront type of window system.
And how is that recess treated right now? In terms of, is there a gate?
It's vertical wood paneling that's in the recess.
Just knowing because this comes up all the time.
It's very strange, and I brought up security as well.
Okay. Because there's, I think that, is there an idea of how to address security and securing that recess given its proximity to the interstate?
Well, I can tell you every time I've been there, which
that lady just like hangs out.
There's always somebody in there.
That's where I'm getting to.
When he's able to find a tenant for the commercial space on the first floor, I'm sure that will go away during office hours.
No. It will not.
Might as well address it now.
I promise you, my office is on Chapatulas, and have had to.
So what would you recommend?
There needs to be some type of gate or something to close off that alcove after hours. And because once someone has sort of determined it's their territory.
Scott is right.
Something like an accordion security gate would be.
Yeah, something. I would just say I was looking at it as part of this proposal.
Okay.
All
right.
Yeah.
We are quite often presented with after the fact proposals to enclose these kinds of closed spaces because property owners have problems with that.
And you don't want a tenant to just throw in some crappy roll down gate in the meantime, which is what usually happens.
Do you have any sort of...
Because there's no recess up there either to put one.
No. Do you have any historic photos of this building? I'm kind of wondering, was that always sort of a recess?
I mean, I could talk to
them. Be good to look at that. That might sort of influence what you do with that recessed opening.
I mean...
Probably wasn't recessed.
That's what I was thinking.
I would assume not, because both buildings to either side are not recessed either.
It's kind of like the back looks just like this, except without all the trim. Like you've got a center opening, that's wide, you know, 10 by whatever, and then an opening flanking either side. Yeah.
I just can't imagine that storefront had that recess like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's all new stuff.
Well, it's like 80s. It's very strange.
So do we have any public comments? Discussion or motion?
The deferral so the applicant can revise his application to incorporate the items brought up today.
I got one question regarding
the so that's a motion with a second. So you have a question?
Yeah, about the setback, the penthouse. Like are you trying to just set it back far enough to where it's not visible from Howard and St. James?
Well, our guidelines the guidelines are very specific in terms of the setback versus the height of the setback is relative to the height of the structure proposed. Yeah. So it's
and
one
for
of
the height that you're proposing, you need about a 15-foot setback on both sides, basically.
Yeah.
Is that for the vault pane?
Hmm?
Is that the vault pane measurement? Like, what?
It's 1.5 times. It's setback 1.5 times the height of the building.
1.5 times the height of the addition.
The height of the addition, above the roof.
So your addition's about 10 feet.
HDLC guidelines.
That is
it's all from the online.
It's on
it's
the
separate
HLC
from the CZO
website.
That's why I couldn't find it.
Yeah. There you go. That's why you're proposing about a 10-foot height, so it needs to be about 15 feet big.
I consider also dropping that height a little bit.
So, as part of your motion, you said it, is the
roof. Yeah, if you just have a difficult one because you have two front spaces.
Okay. Great. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, that is
a wrap.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.